WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Jackson Reed here, your daily dose of motivation and real talk. Welcome back to Wake Up and Win, daily pep talks. Now, let's be honest, life can get pretty crazy sometimes. We're constantly juggling work, relationships, responsibilities, and trying to keep up with the ever-spinning world around us. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? You know that feeling when you trip over your own feet, spill your coffee all over yourself, or just generally have one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? Well, today's pep talk is about something super important. Self-compassion. Because guess what? You deserve a little kindness, even when things aren't going smoothly. Think about it like this. Would you yell at your best friend for spilling their coffee? Of course not. You'd probably offer them a napkin, a sympathetic ear, and maybe even a good laugh. But when we mess up or feel down, we tend to be our own harshest critics. We beat ourselves up with negative thoughts and self-doubt, which only makes things worse. But here's the thing. Self-compassion is not about coddling yourself or making excuses. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer a dear friend. It's about acknowledging your struggles, embracing your imperfections, and recognizing that everyone makes mistakes. So how do we actually practice self-compassion? Here are a few key takeaways to remember. 1. Challenge your inner critic. That little voice in your head that constantly puts you down? Yeah, tell it to take a hike. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. You've got this. Practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to just be present in the moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, and your feelings without judgment. This can help you detach from racing thoughts and cultivate a sense of inner peace. 3. Forgive yourself. We all mess up sometimes. It's part of being human. Instead of dwelling on past mistakes, learn from them and move on with compassion for yourself. Holding onto grudges only hurts you in the long run. 4. Treat yourself kindly. You deserve to be treated with kindness, both by others and by yourself. Take breaks when you need them, indulge in activities that bring you joy, and surround yourself with positive people who support you. Remember, self-care is not selfish, it's essential. 5. Remember your shared humanity. You are not alone in your struggles. We all face challenges and setbacks at some point. Connecting with others, sharing your experiences, and offering support can create a sense of belonging and remind you that you are part of something bigger. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working on an important project and you've hit a roadblock. You feel frustrated, discouraged, and like you're not making any progress. What happens next? Do you berate yourself for being incompetent? Do you give up entirely? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge that this is a temporary setback, and remind yourself that you have the ability to overcome it? Self-compassion allows you to navigate those tough moments with grace and resilience. It helps you stay focused on your goals, even when things get challenging. Think about it, you wouldn't want your friends to give up on their dreams just because they face a few obstacles, right? So why would you do that to yourself? Treat yourself with the same love, understanding, and support that you would offer your best friend. Remember these key takeaways. Challenge those negative thoughts, practice mindfulness, forgive yourself, treat yourself kindly, and embrace your shared humanity. These are the pillars of self-compassion, and they can make a world of difference in how you navigate life's ups and downs. So, go out there and spread some kindness, starting with yourself. Share this episode with someone who might need to hear these words, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Remember, every day is a fresh start, an opportunity to practice self-love and create a life that's truly fulfilling. I'll see you back here tomorrow for another dose of motivation and real talk.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.